DW.
The South American country of Peru has been hit by devastating floods. Dozens of lives have been lost and thousands more thrown into chaos as homes are cut off or washed away and power supplies fail. The government has called a state of emergency in half the country with no sign of the floods letting up. Experts say they could go on for weeks. Rivers along the Peruvian coast burst their banks as a result of unseasonal heavy rains. Some are describing it as an impact of the El Niño weather phenomenon, but this is not really the time for that. So is this a natural weather cycle or an impact of climate change? To find out, I spoke to Mujib Latif, a professor of oceanology and climate dynamics at GEOMAR, the Helmholtz Centre for Ocean Research in Kiel, Germany. First, I asked him what he thinks caused the floods.
This is extremely warm water off Peru, and it could be regarded as a kind of coastal El Niño event. Okay, El Niño events are events that are characterized by enormously high sea surface temperatures.
So what is the difference between a coastal El Niño and an ordinary El Niño?
Well, ordinary El Niños basically cover most of the tropical Pacific and have global impacts, while coastal El Niños have basically regional impacts and are restricted, as the name already says, to the coast.
So are we just talking about a natural development here?
Well, we don't really know whether this is natural. It is unusual that after a big El Niño, and the last one was in winter 2015-2016, there is another El Niño happening, and we have to see now whether this develops into a full-blown El Niño, which then would also have global impacts. But once again, I mean, it's unusual that we have flooding in Peru, you know, within 2 years.
So the last time this was seen, apparently, was nearly a century ago in 1925.
Yes, I mean, data are limited, but we can't exclude that this is not unprecedented. But what we can say is that El Niños have become more frequent, okay, and during the recent decades also stronger. And whether this is already a trend or not is hard to say, but some climate models actually project that this is exactly what's going to happen in response to climate change.
Now, the seawater is extremely warm for this time of year in that particular area. Worldwide, the ocean has been warming. Is this possible without any human interference in the form of CO2 emissions?
No, you can't explain the warming of the oceans without taking into account carbon dioxide emissions, anthropogenic carbon dioxide emissions. The oceans warm down to 2,000 meters, and this is a giant volume, okay? And actually, the oceans have taken up more than 90% of the heat that has been trapped in the Earth system in response to the increase of greenhouse gas emissions, okay? And the impacts of this with regard to marine ecosystems, but the ocean warming also leads to sea level rise. So about half of sea level rise that we have observed during the last century is actually due to ocean warming, due to thermal expansion, as we say. But at some point, this becomes then a dangerous ocean warming. So let me give you an example of what I mean by that. Corals, for instance, don't have a very great temperature tolerance. Okay, so if the oceans warm by more, say, than 1.5 degrees or so, they will probably die. Okay, and it's well possible that all tropical corals without climate protection, you know, will be gone by the middle of the century.
Now, that sounds like a pretty devastating effect, but on the whole, we talk a lot about atmospheric warming. Do we perhaps underestimate the role that the ocean is playing in our climate?
Yes, absolutely. Not only with regard to our climate, but also with regard to food security, for instance. You know, millions of people depend directly or indirectly, you know, on the oceans. And we are absolutely not valuing the oceans as we should, okay? Because life eventually depends on the well-being of the global oceans.
How long will that heat stay in the ocean?
Well, this will stay for centuries, okay, and it will actually introduce a memory into the system. So even if we don't emit any greenhouse gases anymore, you know, this heat is still present, and this heat will slowly escape from the oceans, okay, and this is basically why global warming will continue even if we don't really emit any greenhouse gases any longer.
Now, do these extreme events hit societies harder these days, or do we just hear more about them because of our modern media and communications?
Well, I think it's both. On the one hand, we actually observe more events than that has been the case, say, 15 years ago. You know, so through satellite technology, for instance, you know, you observe every hurricane, you know, every typhoon, so on. But on the other hand, I think, this is well documented, climate extremes are increasing in frequency and also in magnitude, and therefore the damages are also increasing. But I think in general, as climate extremes become more frequent and more extreme, you know, you also expect that we become more vulnerable. But on the other hand, I think since we know that we are living in a changing world, we have to take more precaution so that we are better prepared, you know, than we are obviously currently now.
Now, at the G20 meeting in Germany last week, climate change wasn't even mentioned in the final communique after pressure from the USA. How do you interpret that?
Well, this is a difficult time for many things, because democracy is under pressure, freedom is under pressure, and then environmental issues, you know, don't become the attention they deserve. And the climate issue is now on the table for decades, but international politics haven't been able to cope with the problem. So if you just look at the carbon dioxide emissions since 1990, for instance, they have increased by more than 60% globally. So, I mean, we know that there is a climate change problem, okay, and I think more or less, except maybe now in the United States, the governments agree on this. This was also the reason why they all signed the Paris Agreement in 2015. But when it comes to action, you know, then we fail, and that's the big drama. DW.